pardon my chewing. If it sounds chewy, I just tossed a bunch of crap in my mouth. So I'm getting an appendectomy in 2 days. Thought I'd just do a quick ham radio. You know, in the 1% of the 1% chance that I die. This will be my last will and testament. And it will have no deep thoughts whatsoever. Just songs that I've been listening to. So there's this band, Be Your Own Pet, that someone recommended to me a ways back, and I never listened to them that much. I think their first album just didn't really stick with me that much, but I should go back to it, because then I started listening to their second album, Get Awkward, and there's all kinds of cool shit on this album. Apparently they broke up right after this came out. So this song is called Black Hole, and it's, you might recognize it from the Scott Pilgrim trailer. It's just about dissatisfied suburban kids who are dissatisfied with suburbia, and it's fucking cool, and I like it. Actually, some really fucked up lyrics on that album. Some of those songs are totally messed up. I recommend checking it out, it's cool. There's this band Phoenix I also don't know shit about. I only really know their song Listomania. The couple of the little things I tipped my toe into didn't really grab me right off. And I found them just doing the song like acoustic. It's this NPR series where people just play at a desk. And this song in particular I used in my Roger Swan XO, and I was thinking of swapping out the album version and putting in this version for my little documentary version of that I'm making. I had this idea initially to replace all the songs with like YouTube covers, and that didn't really work out because I couldn't find good YouTube covers of all the songs. But this sort of fits in a little more in line with that. So it's Listomania acoustic desk playing version.
So sentimental, not sentimental, no romantic, and not disgusting yet. Darling, I'm down lonely. When were the fortunate only? I've been looking for something else. These days it comes, it comes, it comes, it comes, it comes and goes. A list of mania. Think less but see it grow. I like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, a list of mania. Think less, but see it grow. And like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, follow misguided and still. Discuss, discourage on this precious weekend. And this love for gentlemen only, wealthy is gentlemen. Too late, juggle it. Too late, too late. Go slowly, discouraged. Open the pictures instead. When it's all over, we can barely discuss for 1 minute only. Not with a fortunate only. Though I gotta be someone else. These days it comes, it comes, it comes, it comes, it comes and goes. A list of mania. Think less, but see it grow. I like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, a list of mania. Think less, but see it grow. I like a ride, oh. Discuss, 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 discuss,
Let's do another Be Your Own Pet song. The girl in this band, the singer, she's 20 when this came out. I don't know about everybody else in the band. But this song's called Heartthrob, and it's just it's kind of shallow. But man, shallowness plus energy, that can be kind of appealing, I think. This is Heartthrob by Be Your Own Pet.
I can see you're looking, and I really, really want you to. I don't know if you know, but I'm looking straight at you. Every time that I see you're looking right at me, I forget that I belong to somebody. I can see you're looking, and I really, really want you to. I don't know if you know, but I'm looking straight at you. Every time that I see you're looking right at me, I forget that I belong to somebody. Woo! You make me think way too hard. Woo! You're making my stomach hurt way too much. The sun is getting brighter, but I'm still cold. Or even start to tell me that you feel too old. The sun is getting brighter, but I'm still cold. Why don't you start to tell me how you feel? I can see you're looking, and I really, really want you to. I would do anything that you wanted me to do, but I know I'm not in love with everyone around. I gotta hide these feelings so they can't be found. I can see you're looking, and I really, really want you to. I would do anything that you wanted me to do, but I know I'm not in love with everyone around. I gotta hide these feelings so they can't be found. Woo! You make me think way too hard. Woo! You make my stomach hurt way too much. The sun is getting brighter, but I'm still cold. Or even start to tell me that you feel too old. The sun is getting brighter, but I'm still cold. But don't you start to tell me how you feel.
Shit, I just dropped my recorder twice. What in the fuck? Fell out of my pocket once, and then I dropped it the second time when I was putting the windscreen back on. And every time it just flings open, and the batteries pop out, and the SD card comes out. It's a good thing this thing's so fucking sturdy. Went through the house fire, and I'm always taking it out in the rain and shit. Alright, I also threw in the song Blow Your Mind, and now I'm going to switch to Julianna Hatfield. I'm sure I've played this before sometime, but she has this unreleased album from 1995 called God's Foot. And a version did leak online, and it's really bad quality, unfortunately. It's too bad that it never got leaked in a better format. This is a song called What Have I Done to You, followed by Losing Your Looks. They kind of go together, and they're fucking super cool.
Thank you.
know, the reason I'm kind of burning through my talking parts today, I don't even know why I'm doing a ham radio, really, just kind of was in the mood, which is why I always do them. There's no schedule. But I started listening to the audiobook of The Hunger Games. I saw a little bit of it in New York. Me and my friend Matt went to the movie, but he watched the whole thing. I just needed to sleep. I was dying. I had only gotten like 3 or 4 hours of sleep on Kyle's floor the night before. So I slept through basically the whole thing. But it seemed cool enough. I was like, this actually seems kind of neat. So I started listening to the audiobook. I figure worst case scenario, I'll just jettison it. And it's fucking cool, man. I'm like halfway through. I really like it a lot. There's something about books for kids, and I mean, saying books for kids is weird with this, because this is a fucking hardcore book, man. Super violent. Tons of people dying. Really harsh. Super hardcore. Even just the survivalism parts. All the bad shit that happens to this girl. Weird stings and burns and how she deals with them, and just dehydration. Trying to hunt animals, like all this shit. It's fucking crazy. It seems like this is like a survival guide. Like, hey kids, if you do happen to grow up in a Mad Max world, if everything collapses, you know, think of the Hunger Games. It'll teach you a thing or two. But also, what's cool about it is like each chapter is quite short, and at the end of every chapter, something exciting happens to spur you on to the next chapter. That's not like how grown-up books are. I really kind of respect that. Not kind of, I do respect it. I don't think I could write that way. I'd have to really plan things out. I don't know, that's a tricky thing to do. But this lady managed to do it. It's pretty sweet. And it kind of makes me think, I mean, Atlas Shrugged, the Ayn Rand book, was my favorite book. Will always be my favorite book, even though I really don't jive with its politics and philosophy that much anymore. The more years go by, the more I drift away. It was written sort of in this style of, you know, there's good guys and bad guys. There's people that are doing the right thing and people that are doing the wrong thing. It was like a young adult book in that sense. And I kind of missed that. What got me thinking about this and The Hunger Games specifically is Gretchen Rubin, who wrote the book The Happiness Project. I really like that book a lot. And she talks about how much she likes young adult books. She has a whole book club about reading them. Because of those reasons, like, it's nice to not have everything be a shade of gray and to not have to see everything from everyone's perspective. It's nice just for things to be clear, which, sure, that's not how it is in real life, but this isn't fucking real life. It's a goddamn story. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. So today I'm just out walking around drinking a coffee, and I want to listen to that audiobook, but I thought for whatever reason I'll do a ham radio first, so yeah, I am kind of burning through it in a way. So I can get back to the audiobook. Here's a song I played just last episode, but songs always sink in better if you hear them more than once. This is that band Foster the People, who have that song Pumped Up Kicks. The song before that on the album is called Helena Beat. There's a pretty cool video for it as well, but yeah, this song has become my favorite. I like it better than Pumped Up Kicks. They're both good songs, but the song is really good. So let's hear that again, shall we? Because every time it comes on to my recorder or my MP3 player, I always want to listen.
tie my hands up to a chair so I don't fall that way. Yeah, yeah, and I'm alright. I took a sip of something poison, but I'll hold on.
You know, something else I wanted to say about the Hunger Games is just about media in general. Like, I guess that last episode I did where I was really just ranting away, losing my shit about how boring I thought everything was. That's, I guess, what it boils down to, is comedies that don't make me laugh. And worse, because, I mean, it's hard to make you laugh, but dramas that I don't care about anyone in. Which is fucking everything right now. It's just like, who gives a fucking flying shit about any of these fucking idiots? And I think that's also part of the sort of young adult novel thing, is the clarity you get out of it. I swear to God, the first chapter of The Hunger Games, like, see, that's where I'm not a believer in any of this, I'll just stick with it stuff. If you don't like a book, stick with it. If you don't like a fucking city, stick with it. It's true for albums. Albums can grow on you. Other stuff, fuck no. If you don't like it right away, you're probably not gonna like it. I guess Atlas Shrugged was a little different. It was kind of a slow start. But it's also 1,000 pages long, to be fair. But with Hunger Games, again, I'm listening to the audiobook, but first chapter. Granted, I haven't been sleeping all that much lately, but kind of like welled me up a little, like right away. Just right away, I'm like down with this. And then I looked up the woman who wrote it, and she's got a whole other series before this. It's like 5 books long. Which I don't think is coincidence. And she's like, she's damn near 50. Got some experience under her belt, knows how to pull the strings, and that's fine. I want the strings pulled, you know? I want to feel something. I want to be invested. Otherwise, what the fuck? Why would I give a shit? So I guess that's what I would recommend. Is just listen to the first chapter, and if you don't like it, you're not gonna, that's fine, but I thought it was pretty cool. Alright, so a little while back I got into a Kanye West mood, I think because I stumbled upon the video for Welcome to Heartbreak with the data moshing, it's called. It's like this weird video compression technique, or lack of compression. It's all fucked up looking. And it's a really cool looking video. And I was thinking, like, yeah, I should catch up on that guy. But basically I got through the first two albums, which I still think are pretty good overall. If you combine them together, you get one super good album. And I just kind of fell off after that. I never kept with it. And then I just kept boiling it down and boiling it down and deleting songs and deleting songs. Till there's only one victor remaining. And it's the first song from his first album. Which now I can't remember what it's called. Well, anyway, it's a real good song. Which I guess ties in also to the coming apocalypse. Possibly. This is a song of the pre-apocalypse, the people that are living on the brink right now. So Kanye West with his first song from his first album.
Kanye, can I talk to you for a minute? Me and the other faculty members was wondering, could you do a little song, something beautiful, something that the kids are going to love when they hit. It's going to make them start jumping up and down and sharing candy and stuff. You could probably do something for the kids from graduation to sing.
Oh yeah, I got the perfect song for the kids to sing.
And all my people that's drug dealing just to get by, stack your money till it gets sky high. We weren't supposed to make it past 25, joke's on you, we still alive. Throw your hands up in the sky and say, we don't care what people say.
If
this is your first time hearing this. You are about to experience something so cold, man.
We never had nothing handed, took nothing for granted, took nothing from no man. Man, I'm my own man. But as a shorty, I looked up to the dope man. Only a dope man, I knew that wasn't broke, man. Flicking start a coast, man. Man, you don't know, man.
We don't care what people say.
This is for my niggas outside all winter. Cause this summer they ain't finna stay, next summer I'm finna. Sitting in the hood like community colleges. This dope money here is Lil Trey scholarship. Cause ain't no tuition for having no ambition. And ain't no loans for sitting your ass at home. So we forced to sell crack, rap, and get a job. You gotta do something, man, your ass is grown.
Drug dealing just to get by. Stack your money till it gets sky high.
Sing, kids, sing.
We were supposed to make it past 25. Joke's on you, we still alive. Throw your hands up in the sky. Say we don't care what people say.
The second verse is for my dogs working 9 to 5 to still hustle. Cause a nigga can't shine all 655. And everybody selling makeup, Jacobs and bootleg tapes just to get they cake up. We put shit on layaway, then come back. We claim other people kids on our income tax. We take that money, cop work, then push packs to get paid. And we don't care what people say. Mama say she wanna move south. Scratching lottery tickets, eyes on a new house. Around the same time, Joe ran up in Jewel House. Couldn't get a job, so since he couldn't get work, he figured he'd take work. The drug game bulimic, it's hard to get weight. So niggas' money is homo, it's hard to get straight. But we gon' keep baking till the day we get cake. And we don't care what people say, my niggas.
Drug dealing just to get by, yeah. Stack your money till it gets sky.
Kids gon' act a fool when you stop the programs for after school. And they DCFS, some of them dyslexic. They favorite 50 cents on 12 questions. We scream, box blows, we par. See, now we smart. We ain't retards the way teachers start. Hold up, hold fast. We make more cash. Now tell my mama I belong in that slow class. Bad enough, we on welfare. You tryna put me on a school bus with the space for the wheelchair. I'm tryna get the car with the chrome. Me wheels here. You trying to cut our lights out like we don't live here. Look who was handed us. Fathers abandoning us. When we get them hammers, gon' call the ambulance. Sometimes I feel no one in this world understands us. But we don't care what people say. My niggas.
Fuck was that? Kanye? I told you to do some shit for the kids. You give me your motherfucking graduating tickets right now. You give me this motherfucking rope. What you catching senioritis? You will not walk across that stage. You won't slide across that stage. Motherfucker can't pull you across that motherfucking stage. Kanye, who told you to think? I told you to do some uplifting. I'm trying to get you out here with these white people. That's how you gonna do me. You know what? You's a nigga. And I don't mean that in no nice way. That little kid singing about the shit. No, the joke's on you. You throw your hands in the air and wave goodbye to everybody as you get the fuck off this campus. What the fuck you gonna do now?
You know, I very much dismiss things initially when they're popular. I mean, Kanye West I ignored initially, Linkin Park, because I got fuck that. The Hunger Games, I'm like, man, fuck the shit out of that shit. But I just, I don't know, I can't follow the herd. I can't follow the sweep of people. It just makes me uncomfortable. But then afterwards, I like to go in and see what it was all about. Because if it turns out to be good, and oftentimes it is, like, that's kind of comforting. Just to know that the stuff people like is it's good. It's not just a bunch of shit. It's reassuring about the human race. And it's kind of frustrating when it seems like people are just dismissing things because of, you know, the same reason I dismissed them initially, except they don't go back. Like, Scott Bromley and Brian Altano from The Comedy Button do not care for Scott Pilgrim. And I mean, you can just see it. It's that they came in at the end. They didn't see the whole progression. Most people didn't, I guess. So I can see how it seems annoying. You know, it just seems like, cash grab's the wrong word, but, you know, just like pandering, I guess. Even though it was legit and was an honest expression of Brian Lee O'Malley's particular nerddom and generation. Seems like if you came in late, it's just a thing studios are trying to do. Wow, let's get video game people to go to a movie by putting video game references in it. So you rebel. So that similar sort of thing goes on with the Insane Clown Posse. I mean, I just found out about them because my cousin Dan told me, I was ordering CDs and like BMG Music Club, you get the 12 CDs for the price of one. And he's like, you ever hear those guys? They're kind of funny. And I was like, nah, fuck it, I'll put it on. I'll put it on the list and see what I think. And I liked it. And I just sort of stuck with them ever since. Because like once I like something, I can't turn my back on it. I'm not going to turn my back on Limp Bizkit or ICP or any of these things. Like if I used to like them, I'm going to always say I like them. I'm not going to pretend I didn't, you know? I don't see the point of that. So Insane Clown Posse, I mean, they mostly just boiled away on the underground. I mean, it's impressive what they did for such a weird little band. They did well for themselves, but not a lot of mainstream knowledge until Saturday Night Live started making fun of them, which they were fine with. They were happy about it, but people really do just dismiss them out of hand, like, oh, so dumb, such a stupid band, fuck them. And I'm sure I would have too, so I get it. But then I would have gone back eventually. People aren't going back, you know. They'll just go their whole life, just like, nah, that band sucks because I heard that they suck. Like, if you can't name 5 songs from a band, then shut the fuck up, man. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I mean, like, I've never been a big fan of Jay-Z, but I honestly couldn't name you 5 Jay-Z songs. So, I mean, I know I just haven't done the research yet, and someday I will, and I'll probably be wrong. Or if I still don't like him, at least I'll really not like him. Like, I'll know why. So, I mean, I'm just staying in the neutral for now. People do not do that. Man, I hope this isn't... I got a windscreen on this thing, but it's fucking windy out today. So Insane Clown Posse, I mean, I was in early. You weren't. So, okay, I get it. But it frustrates me sometimes. It's like, will you just get off your fucking... I just hate when people just do stuff because everyone else does it. I mean, that's the exact reason why I turn against stuff. See, maybe it wouldn't have been, because it's a different case with Insane Clown Posse. It wasn't a mass acceptance. That's what freaks me out. It was a mass rejection. Maybe I would have been right in there. Who knows? And then, you know, music is so... You can't do the math of it. It's just either it makes you feel a certain way or it doesn't. But you gotta at least give it a fucking chance, man. Whatever. Who cares? Fucking people. So this is just a weird little silly song they put out on like a tour sampler EP type thing. It's called Get Geeked. And I don't know, I just like it. It got stuck in my head the other day. It's just like, just fun. It's fun, man. Fun to be a juggalo. Fun to be down with the Insane Clown Posse. It's good times, man. Can't we just fucking listen to some music that's fun? Is that so bad? So this is Get Geeked by the Insane Clown Posse.
Nobody hits that, I'ma fix that. Stare, kick, clap, pop, don't forget that we can make it ugly like the bitch you with and bloody like her period. Yeah. My bitch you with inhibited, but mostly on some killer shit. And I hope I ain't got syphilis for fucking a little silly bitch.
Electric, sticking up on the knives in the sockets. Till we're warm and melty just like some hot pockets. Don't know that we rock shit, us and the clowns. And your haters shut up and smile, cause it's better go down.
You know, this next song that came up on my MP3 player, something that Ian introduced me to. I've been thinking of Ian a lot lately. I think just because it's springtime, like this is the exact time of year that we started dating. It really is, man, just the biology of fucking spring. The other night I had this dream about this chick that I kind of know. Just like all night dreams about her. And it was like, man, like it was just kind of overwhelming the next day. I was like, well, all right, let's not fight it. Let's move in this direction. I should go fucking start hanging out with this chick more, see what could happen. But now that it's been a few days, I don't know, whatever. That urge drifted away, and all the many reasons why it would be a bad idea are now more clear and present. But yeah, it's not only the time of year, but just music. I think a lot about when I hear certain songs, I'm like, man, I bet Ian would love that song. That song, Helena Beat, is a good example. I feel like that's the kind of song she would really dig. And if she didn't, again, it would just be that cultural aspect where since Pumped Up Kicks was a huge hit before that album even came out, so she would have known that song already. And there's no way she'd be on the ground floor. You know, she'd be coming behind 80 million other people. So she might not give a fuck just because of that. I'm kind of glad I never heard that single until like a year later. So I can just be like, hey, whatever, man, it wasn't my scene. I missed the whole thing. And just listen to the album objectively. Without feeling the weight of the, you know, fickle fandom around that one song. But Ian would be kind of the person, the kind of person that, like, would just assume because I knew about music a lot, like, that I must know this and I must know that. Or, I guess, believed in musical elitism in a sense. Like, people, music in particular, it's so huge. Especially now with the internet and stuff, and that the mainstream is really fragmented and falling apart. No matter what you're into and how clearly you think it's a scene, I mean, fucking Pumped Up Kicks, 80 million views on YouTube. I never even heard of it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is Ian believed that some people are cool and some people know what's going on in music and in many things, and I don't think that's true at all. Nobody's cool, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. And if the price of being cool is, again, having to jettison things once they're too popular, well then fuck that. But anyway, she introduced me to a lot of really cool stuff. So I'm gonna play Into the Galaxy by the Midnight Juggernauts, and then a song that really is truly obscure. It's this band called Downtown, and the song Thunderstorm. Besides listening to it on their fucking MySpace page, I don't know how you would ever find this, ever. It's from like 2004, and I think it's long defunct. But it's a really great song. Well, that's one thing, I mean, I guess I think about Ian a lot at night. When it's late at night and no one else is around. And this Thunderstorm song, man, it really fits with that vibe. And I start thinking like, oh, I wish I was still friends with her and whatnot. And then as soon as the next morning comes, it's like the morning sunshine just kind of washes that away. And I just move on with my day. So, Midnight Juggernauts and Downtown. You know, 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 you know,
Drifting cloud. Back at home, and I think I'm gonna go for a bike ride, so let's just do one more song to finish this off. I was going through, just cleaning up my room, just getting rid of stuff, seeing what I can bring to the Salvation Army, and I went through a bunch of CDs that I got. I think I got them from my friend Gabe in Newfoundland. Sent me promo stuff from the record store he worked at. B. Jason has sent me stuff like that before too, but I think this batch was Gabe's. One of them was this white rapper dude named Mac Lethal. And I wasn't really, I wasn't giving any of these a very good shot. Just real quick, just whipping through song after song, just seeing if anything jumped out at me. And this one in particular really wasn't doing it for me until the very last song. It's called Tell Me Goodbye, and it's really, it's the music that was like caught me first. I'm like, yeah, this sounds cool. And then the song itself, it's kind of neat. It's like an anti-activism thing, and I find that kind of nice, because fuck all your big ideas about shit, I don't give a fuck. imagine if that really was my last will and testament. That's my last big thought. Pretty sweet. All right, so Mac Lethal will Tell Me Goodbye, and I think that's gonna cover it. Oh yeah, I got a $325 ticket for running a red light on my bike the other day in downtown Toronto on King Street, 5 o'clock around rush hour. So just if you're in Toronto biking around, watch out, man. I'm not going to pay it, but, they're out there, they're watching. Surprised me, I didn't expect that. I should reiterate, there was no traffic or people around. I'm a very safe and conscientious person. Nothing bad was going to happen. But technically, yeah, I ran the red. I'm not saying I didn't. But man, $300, that's way too much. Like, come on, be serious. All right, Mac Lethal, so long.
Fake laughter, fake laughter, fake laughter. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Yeah. I'm a dark storm cloud that's floating over top of suburbia. I'll bust if you act all determined. I'm watering my garden with some black bottle bourbon. So open up and listen to my ragwater sermon. The universe is mine, a few disturbing times. My Ouija board told me I should go back to bed so I could sleep some more. I didn't disagree, the world is too gruesome. I'm far too beautiful to care about the revolution. So get your flyer out my face and don't follow me, dipshit. Your whole entire existence is so opportunistic. I give a damn about the damage to the body from Botox. Who cares? Get the fuck off your soapbox. I got a fresh pair of Nike shoes and I like them so much I wanna thank the sweatshops and China too. Yeah, man, it sucks. The world is at war. But what the fuck you preaching in my face about it for? I think that it's a cunning motif that you be flooding the streets with propaganda all about how there's no justice or peace. But one thing you never mention is how you do it all for your own damn attention. Come on, man. You wanna be an activist? Be a real activist.
Tell me goodbye since you cannot rely on sympathy from me cause my tear ducts are dry. Look in my head for the sadness you see. But you won't find a piece that will make you complete. Tell me goodbye since you cannot rely on sympathy from me cause my tear ducts are dry. Look in my head for the sadness you seek. But you won't find a piece that will make you complete.
I'm sick of trendy ass political rappers. Got me scribbling chapters I deliver full of cynical laughter. Nowadays every goddamn little disaster needs a dedication song about it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, man, fight the power, fuck the government. That's a great message, but I smell your lies under it. Yeah, I see you acting all conscious, getting passionate in rap songs. But truth be told, you take tragedies and latch on, hoping it'll garner you new fans. Every other day, you probably praying when you walk to the newsstand that someone had a meltdown and bought him a tool. Blew a head gasket, flipped shit, and shot up a school. And not 2 hours later, there's a song up on your website all about the tragedy and how you haven't slept right, and all sorts of other cliches and trite phrases. You're dancing on corpses, hoping to get famous. Go ahead and cash in your anti-war song, suck.
Tell me goodbye since you cannot rely on sympathy from me cause my tear ducts are dry. Look in my head for the sadness you seek, but you won't find a piece that will make you complete. Tell me goodbye since you cannot rely on sympathy from me cause my tear ducts are dry. Look in my head for the sadness you seek, but you won't find a piece that will make you complete.
How can I eat such a harmless animal? It's easy, first I kill it, then I throw it on the grill. You think I got time to give a fuck about disorder when the doctor got me over-medicated on these pills? Call me a lab rat, call me apathetic, call me anything you want, call me everything you will. Just let me have one single day to myself so I can fantasize that the chaos is not real. And
tell me goodbye since you cannot rely on sympathy from me cause my tear ducts are dry. Look in my head for the sadness you seek, but you won't find a piece that will make you complete. Tell me goodbye since you cannot rely on sympathy from me cause my tear ducts are dry. Look in my head for the sadness you seek, but you won't find a piece that will make you complete.